Yeah, I've been putting the work in the Nets, obviously, and obviously one of the more experienced boarders in the team. And today, felt really good at the crease, and the ball came up very well. Always tough bowling, but today, put the work in and obviously get the rewards.
Obviously, you didn't bowl yesterday, but from your observation, you did have a bit of a knock yesterday. Was there a significant difference in the way the pitch played yesterday?
I thought it quickened up a bit today. A little bit more bounce in it, uneven bounce. But it's all about putting the ball in the right areas, I think. Once you do that as consistently as possible, you're going to create a lot more chances, a lot more pressure. So I think we did that very well today as a bowling team.
Can you put into words what it feels like when you're bowling a great rhythm and you're not
probably
one of the best teams in the world for
77? Yeah, obviously, as I said, put the work in. We had good plans. Strategic plans in the meetings, and I think the guys out there, we obviously hit the nail on the head. I think I want to say kudos to all the bowlers. Today was my day, but second innings could be someone else's, and I think the guys have been very, very disciplined. And I'm proud of the way we both aiming for 77.
Talk about second innings. What do you think would be a total that would put in the game, a target that would put in the game beyond you?
I think 400 is obviously the target. I think 400 on that pitch has been pretty tough. It's not up the way, but I think once we bowl in the right areas, I think it'd be tough for English to get 400 runs.
What were you surprised?
What were some of the conversations that you were having between the bowlers and the attack? Because it seemed like you were punted as a pack
today. Yeah, we communicate very well. There's a great bond in the team. Me, Shannon, Azari coming back in, Jason, fantastic. I think the four of us have. We play together already, and we always know each other bowling. So we communicate very well with each other, and we pick up on certain things, and we just pass the information on.
What's it like for Barbadian to enjoy an experience like that this round, running in from the ends with those names? What's that feel like?
Oh, it's a great feeling. I'm very proud of my achievement. I've been around for a while, and to be able to run it at home and obviously get my first fiver at home is a special, special feeling, and I want to do as much as more possible for the West Indies.
Have you bowled better, do you think?
I think I could bowl better before, but today is definitely one more special one. England, number two in the world, great side. To go and put some balls in the good areas and get some wickets like that, it's a great, great feeling.
You think that was what it was like a few years ago? Because, I mean, you had this four-prong pace attack today, real pace. Do you think that was a bit of a memory of how things used to be?
Oh, yeah, you could say that, obviously, but we just do what we can do, you know. I think four boarders, obviously, if you check some of the most dominant test sides, they go with four boarders most of the time. And I think four boarders is the way to go. And the pitch helps, and we put the ball in the right areas and we get the wickets.
Given the success you've had and maybe the way the pitch played, what would have been the thinking of the team that would have made you reluctant to enforce it all?
We don't want to bat last on the pitch. It looks like a tough pitch to bat last on, a little bit uneven. And I think by and large will be very tough for us. So I think it's best that we have another hit and we go out of English again in the fourth innings.
Psychologically, do you think you dealt a couple of blows there with the short balls, Moeen Ali being one, Samco and another, that you might have opened a few wounds there early in the series?
No, I don't think so. I just think it's a good planning. I think the plan was obviously try a couple of short balls in English. They're great players, so you've got to make them comfortable as possible. And I think today was that's one of the days that it came off today. I think the top batsman, the batting lineup is very long, quality batsman, and you got to be on. And I think we were on today, and that's what it resulted in. Well, in a sense, but obviously certain batsmen are better at short ball than others. I think you just try a couple and obviously make them uncomfortable. That's it. Yeah. My thing is, our thing is just to put the ball in the right areas. I just said it's a quality batting side. You know, they go straight on number 8, number 9. Sam Curran, he's been scoring runs as well. So obviously, we were very mindful of that. So we had to be on P's and Q's today, obviously hit the nail on the head as much as possible and obviously put the ball in the right areas as regularly as possible. And I think today, it just happened and it worked. Hopefully, we can do it in the second innings again.
Some days, you know, you ball well when expect something like this 77
mile? No, of course not. You never expect this on these days, but it happens. You know, it's cricket you're playing, so it happens. But as I said, it's all about doing it again in the second innings. The game is not finished yet. We're going through. We're pretty good right now, but I think the second innings, the English batting will be tough for us.
Do you think any psychological damage, advantage, sorry, would be lost by not mainly putting them back in and picking up maybe 3 or 4
wickets? I don't think so. I think we're a very clean, positive team. We plan well, and obviously there's a new coach and he's been doing a fantastic job with us so far. So I think that was a clear decision and the whole team went for it. So no psychological.
Thanks, Kumar. Appreciate it.